Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Coming up on TMS, short enough to smell your feet.
Running from Johnny Law.
My hose is a grower, not a shower.
Hosed and chosed.
Kicking June in the corn chute.
Tony, but not Tony, the other Tony.
Garlic on feet. I've been sleeping deep.
I saw Churchill swimming the other day.
This tooth sandwich is very filling.
Giggling at your teacher's a-hole.
Can't put dental in diet.
June, no love and no thunder.
Weather, I can't control you.
All of a sudden, storm!
COVID not recommended with Amy and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Except for a few broken bones, some internal hemorrhaging, and a partially barfed up heart, everyone appears fine.
Yeah. This is The Morning Stream. Hold on to your butts.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to TMS. It's The Morning Stream for Thursday, June 30th, 2022. Last day of the month. How are you going to celebrate, Brian? What are you doing?
I'm going to celebrate by kicking June 2022 in the butt and out of my life forever.
Right in the corn chute.
Right in the... That's right. Exactly.
Like
right out the door.
I like it. Goodbye, June. You were weird.
Exactly. You were weird, June.
You were weird. You were weird last night. Even last night, it was weird. We were sitting there trying to sleep, you know, laying there in bed there. And I hear like this... really low starting like it was really loud noise out the thing, and I'm like, is that somebody's car? Is that a neighbor being an idiot? What's going on? No, it's freaking June. It's a June thunder, man.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, we had so much thunder last night. We don't get thunder very often around here.
Yeah, we had lightning, light rain, but a lot of lightning and probably thunder. We had our windows closed, so I didn't hear it, but
yeah, I would assume so. That's far enough away it dissipates, but. But yeah, it was this crazy, and the whole day yesterday would be like 98 degrees and super hot and sunny, and then 5 minutes later, a microburst rain thing would happen, and then it would go away again, and then it would be normal, and then it would just, and it was no warning. It was like living in Mississippi. You just get these like sudden storms.
I kind of like that. I
kind of like them too. I don't mind them, but I don't think it's normal for June, but whatever. Do whatever you do. Listen, weather, I can't control you. And you can't control me, okay?
That's right.
That's our relationship. Control. You just, you keep on being the weather. I'll keep on being the guy who's in your weather. All right?
Hey, look, you know, and I hear the forecast says that there's going to be thunder a week from now as well, along with a little bit of love.
Oh, love and thunder.
Love,
oh.
Love and thunder, 1 week from 1 week from today.
I can't believe how fast that happened.
I know.
Who's our bad guy? Is it Christian Bale?
Christian Bale as Gore the Godbreaker.
That's right. Is it Godbreaker, God Killer, right?
God Killer?
I think God, Gore the God
God
Killer.
Inconveniencer.
Yeah. And then, you know, Brian mostly is excited about that new Minions movie. So there's
That is really what I'm excited about, yes.
Yeah.
God Brian. Butcher. Thank you, God Butcher.
God Butcher. The guy that
is so you can get let's see, I'd like how lean is that God rump roast? Well, yeah, we'll get some of the shoulder. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Maybe he's dating Alice, you know? You get a little relationship going there. Hey, it's a throwback to your old 70s sitcoms of yore, everybody. All right, I got an email I want to read. It's an interesting one. Oh, just a quick note about programming today. Normal show right up until there is no Wendy. She's still in international waters and will not be here today. So just know that. We'll do things kind of really like we did last week.
Abnormal show, right? Because we know, we're putting news after the music. And
it's like last week, basically, everybody. Yeah,
right. Exactly.
So strap in and enjoy. We got an email from Tony C. I'm not sure I know who that is. Every time there's a Tony, I think of Tony in Vegas, who's now not in Vegas.
Right. Tony Sandoval. He's a Tony S.
Where'd they
move?
You
don't think of Tony P?
Where did they end up moving? I don't remember. You want to dox him? He went like Missouri or something, just like Nicole or something like that.
Something like that. They did go east, yeah, and I can't remember where.
Yeah, I don't remember either. Anyway, not in Vegas anymore. And he's got a little kid and super cute and proud of those guys. Anyway, Tony C, who is not that person at all, wrote in and said, "Scarf and Braggart."
Oh wow! Okay, all right.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out.
We're just going. Wow! I brag all the time, and I'm really good at it, so whatever.
All right, then you're a bit of a braggart, it said.
I'm a bit of a braggart, although they spelled it wrong.
That's not correct, is it? Braggart?
No, but it should be two G's in braggart. Unless that's some other reference that I'm not getting.
Oh, maybe. That's a good point. Well, either way here, Tony C, I don't know why I'm scarf. I make you cozy in the cold around your neck. I don't know what I'm for. That's
yeah,
weird.
I don't know.
Anyway, Scott mentioned his little car chase in high school yesterday. And I was wondering, have either of you been chased by police and either gotten away or got stopped? I guess this can be on foot or in a car. Thanks for answering my strange question. Row the boat, though, Tony C. So I assume he means like an actual chase, not
an actual
pullover.
Chase.
Yeah, not like a ticket.
I got chased for about half a block, and then I got pulled. And then I pulled over, and there was finally a shoulder.
Yeah, and had a lovely exchange with the man. No, I don't. I've never run. Let me think before I say that. No, there was a time. Okay, there was a time in high school where we avoided some cops.
Yeah,
but I never was. I've never been chased by a cop. Ever on foot or in car or any of that? Have you ever?
I have.
Oh, yeah.
So.
All right.
Let me regale you with the story really quickly of one night in Longmont, Colorado. Let's say the year was it was the 80s. What? Okay, it was right after. Like, I can pinpoint the place. So let's see, Art of Noise, Dwayne, Eddie. Peter Gunn theme. When did that 83? No, 83? When did that song come out?
84.
There it is.
83.
86. Okay, 1986.
Okay.
So the Art of Noise cover of the Peter Gunn theme with Dwayne Eddy had just come out, and that's only relevant because I had to figure out the timeline based on music because of a boombox. That was brought along with us. All right. So on weekends, sometimes my dad used to take me with him up to Carter Lake, which is up northwest of where I'm at. It's a big lake, sailing lake. He would take his boat up there. His boat would actually already be moored up there. Sometimes we'd take my boat up there, and sometimes we wouldn't, and I just kind of hang out and cruise the shoreline, hang out with another guy that was the son of my dad's crew. My dad's crew used to be this guy named Mike Mosby. Mm. And his son, though he'd come along close to my age, was a guy named Don Mosby. Don Mosby was, I was relegated to distant wingman whenever Don was in the room. Don was in our wedding. I could show you photos of the guy. He is a freaking handsome lad. He is a, you know,
A Don Juan, tan, really. A Don Juan. Yeah.
You know, strong jaw, good looking. And basically, I would get, when there were girls up at the lake, I would get whichever one wasn't interested in Donnie. Sometimes, if there were two, they'd both be interested in Donnie, and I'd just basically be conversation while he was deciding between the two of them.
Sure. He had that power. So, I get it.
Exactly. So, one weekend, we decided we wanted to kind of hang out in Longmont. There was a girl that Don liked, or Donnie, I guess at the time we were calling him Donnie, that he liked, that lived in Longmont, and we were gonna hang out with her. But the only way to do that was to have my dad drop us off in Longmont, along with all of our stuff. And then we would spend the night there and then take the bus back down to Denver in the morning on a Monday morning.
Okay.
It was middle of summer, obviously no school or anything like that.
Sure. Makes sense.
Seems dangerous to just let a couple of 15-year-olds, whatever, you know, run around on their own for a night, you know, without any supervision, but whatever. We hid all of our belongings except for my boombox and a cassette of the Art of Noise cover of the Peter Gunn theme.
Yeah.
And proceeded to kind of, I don't know, cause miniature mayhem in Longmont. We went to the Twin Peaks Mall. Donnie had some fireworks that we would fit in between the doors to fire fireworks into, like, bottle rockets into the mall.
Okay.
Through the glass doors.
Did some of that growing up, yeah.
Did some of that. And it was about that time that we heard the sirens. So we, you know, we hightailed it over to the Walmart next door, where we got all of the carts that were in the corrals and spread them all over the parking lot doing demolition derbies and stuff like that. And it was at that point that the boombox in the child seat area of the basket that I was pushing somehow got pushed as it was playing the Art of Noise and into record mode. And we have a little bit of recording somewhere of Donnie and I, like, oh, yeah, run into that one. Oh, cool. And oh man. Okay, the sirens are coming. Let's hike. Let's hike. Because that
let's
was
his, hike.
Like,
that's, you did say, let's hike. Hike.
That was okay. His let's get out of here sound. It was hike. Brian, wow. Brian, let's hike.
Wow.
And that pretty much just went on for the entire night. Basically, it was like, you know, after the curfew of his girlfriend, we kind of just were let loose in that town and
just screwing around. Yeah.
Finally got back to the bus station at 7 a.m. and made our way back to Denver. I've looked him up. I haven't been able to find him on Facebook or anything, because I haven't seen him, like, since about a year after the wedding. We kind of lost touch. And man, it's
that's what happens to your high school friends. I don't hardly see any of those people anymore.
Yeah,
you know, just so. Too much time passed. So you got, but it's not really a chase, though. Really, I mean, you know what I mean. Like it didn't end in
sirens,
a
the siren. No, the police cars came to the Twin Peaks Mall. The police cars then went to Walmart. But we had kind of long gone after both of those places, or, you know, we never were on, like, we never were seen by the cops. They just ended up at all of our. All of our leavings and all of our destruction and mayhem.
So you were always a step ahead of the law, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, chase, okay, maybe not technically a chase, but yeah.
Still, you know, you were fiddling with fire there.
We were basically playing with the law.
Yeah, take that. Yes. What are they? The fuzz or whatever term you want to use?
We really inconvenienced that Walmart cart collector guy who had to come out the next day.
Oh, boy, my gosh. You really got him, didn't you?
Boy, were we monsters.
So when people say the fuzz, where did that come from? I know there's a TV show.
Oh, I don't know.
Let's
see. Fuzz,
Oh, here we go. I found it. Comes from the fact that a lot of police back in the 60s joined straight out of the military, and they brought with them a very short military haircut that gave them the appearance of fuzz.
Okay.
So when they took off their hats, your first comment might be, oh, look, it's the fuzz. And that's stuck. So there you go.
Jeez, it's the fuzz.
Yeah. I do like that phrase. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Also, don't read too further down the Urban Dictionary, because other stuff as well.
Definitely not.
No good there. All right, am I gonna look at that again? Here's another one from Morehose. This is from Brian from Denver, not you, but Brian Dowd.
From Morehose, sending us email.
Yeah, we got Morehose writing in.
My pimp is. My pimp is a big fan of your show.
He really loves the show. He walks down the street with his cane and his huge coat, and then listens to your show.
His giant hat and his
Anyway, here's what Brian Dowd from Denver says. He says, "Hi Scott. So I had the TV on this afternoon and happened to glance over where a hose commercial was running. And what did I see? A little kid drinking from the hose."
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But to set your mind at ease, the hose had an attachment which I assume filters out all of the nightmares. It looked like hot weather hose, or looked like hot weather hose drinking is now safe for a whole new generation. I thought I'd let you know, Brian from Denver. So apparently this is a device. You like,
yeah,
put it on there and it'll filter the water. So when a kid drinks out of the hose, he's not getting like rust water or whatever.
All right. I'm trying to think. Have I ever seen a hose commercial? I guess I have, because there was that that Ron Popeil Ronco hose that, like, it's this big when you, you know, when it's being stored, but then when it's when you attach it to a faucet, it goes.
Oh, right. When it was flat. You're right.
Right. You could roll it up easily. And, mm-hmm. and
those always were bad. Those would not hold up, those hoses. It felt like,
no,
like
their no.
problems. Yeah, yeah. Problematic. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Like, here's a 19. Oh, that's leg hose. I don't want that.
Like pantyhose.
Yeah. Somebody. Yeah. Oh, this is interesting. Okay. Let me see what this is. Hold on. We're going to see.
All right.
Burn. You weren't going to drink this, were you, Vern? Vern, this is tap water. This comes from that place downtown that goes. You know what you should be drinking, Vern? Trout's pure spring water. Vern, it's guaranteed pure and clean, natural. Know what I mean? Vern, that tap water's so bad they have to put a drain under it to get rid of it.
I don't know if that's the actual Jim Varney or someone faking it.
Oh, it sounds like the actual Jim Varney, but.
Let me see here. Yeah. Oh, no, it's an impression.
So it wasn't a video, huh?
It's a video, but it's a guy doing an impression of Jim Varney.
Oh,
that's
really?
Not okay. Jim Varney. That's amazing.
So it's a more recent. So it's something recent? Is that
yeah.
the deal?
Yeah, it's a recent thing. So never mind. This is no good. The internet sometimes doesn't give me what I want when I want it. It's bastards.
Lars says, it sounds just like Dunaway.
Yeah, a little bit. Brian could carry
Dunaway
that on.
Dunaway is our new Jim Varney.
Yeah, and we needed one. So
we did. We did need a new Jim Varney. Sadly.
Why not? Anyway, thank you for that. Both those emails came to us at themorningstream@gmail.com. If you'd like us to read your weird stuff on the air, that's a great place to send it. How'd dinner go at the Spags last night? Was it fun?
Oh, so nice. So good to see them. They, their house was, man, for people who are leaving soon, like within a day.
Yeah.
It felt like their house had a lot of stuff still left to be packed up, but maybe not. You know, maybe it was just maybe we just were only seeing like just the last little remnants of things that need to be packed up. But it was great to like we haven't seen them since before the pandemic. So it's been since 2019 since we've seen Mark and Nicole in person. And both Ava and Mateo are bigger now. Ava's talking. She wasn't talking, or at least wasn't talking much last time we saw her in 2019. But she's just a little chatterbox. She had something to add to every conversation. She was great. Super cute.
They put up a picture of those two together, and I swear it's just tiny Mark, tiny Nicole hanging out.
It totally is. Yeah. I was thinking about that. When I was when we were looking at them sitting on the couch playing video games, and it was absolutely tiny Mark, tiny Nicole.
Yeah, they've made their own. They've made themselves here. That's what they've done.
They really have.
What'd you guys eat? You mentioned you were gonna get DoorDash or something.
We DoorDashed some Cajun food from a place called the Lost Cajun here in Colorado. Some people that moved here during Katrina moved from New Orleans to Denver and opened up a restaurant and. I'm all over this. I know there was one down there by the two of them, but in a little bit of a search, we found that there's one up here, sort of by us, 104th Avenue, in the north side of town. And heck yeah, I'm going there as soon as I can to get some more Cajun food. I had some catfish and some fried oysters.
Ooh, they're hardcore. Sounds like that's great. They're not just they're not just like, hey, there's a little spice in our food. It's like legit food. No. That's great.
It's legit, yeah. And I guess they're in California as well, Louisiana, North Carolina, South Carolina. Wow, they started as a little family-owned place in New Orleans and then came out here.
Then expanded
and then
back down.
Exploded all over the place, yeah. So
that's
good
awesome.
For them.
Yeah, it's very cool. I love good Cajun food. So anytime there's a – sounds like there's not one here, so that sucks, but –
Not one in Utah yet, but the way these guys are going, I feel like it's any time now, right?
You got this place downtown, this bar called The Bayou, which has amazing Cajun food. So I can go there,
that's cool.
I guess. But anyway, well, that's good. So they're on their way. Is it today? Are they out of here today?
No, they're leaving tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of work, man. I hate moving.
It is a lot of work. And, you know, Mark's got, you know, a ton of stuff that has to be the whole studio and all of his tools and his presses and saws and things like that that he needs to go. So it's, you know, I expect an entire train making its way to to Missouri with those guys. But they talked about the new place they're moving into, the new shop that he's got, and it sounds like it's going to be a really, really good situation for them. So
yeah, that's good. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever tried
them here in Colorado, though.
Oh, of course. Yeah, the state will be less without them. But
it will be. Yes.
If you've ever moved a table saw, it's a nightmare. It's one of the heaviest, most awkward things in the planet. Oh, yeah. Plus, it's got blades built into it, for hell's sakes. Like, it's a nightmare. So, hats off to him. I'm sure he'll figure it out because he's good at these things, but I wouldn't be good at them. No, sir, I would not.
No. I think I'd rather move a grand piano than a table saw.
Oh, well, at least you got, you know, 10 other people usually.
Somewhat, yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, a lot easier to get your hands around it and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
at least you can budget. But table saws, they have sharp under bits, so you hold them wrong, you're going to cut your fingers.
Right. Exactly.
It's a nightmare. Yeah. It's a nightmare.
It is. Totally is. Yeah.
All right. Red Fraggle incoming.
Okay. Are we talking books?
I think we're going to talk some books. Yep. We're going to see if we can read into what she's bringing today. Do you get what I did there?
I see exactly what you did.
Yeah, I used the word read creatively. Look who it is. It's Amy. She's been going through COVID and I hope is doing better today. How you doing, Amy?
Oh, good morning, friends. Still sound sick. All right, cool.
Yeah, you do.
Well, it's not as much sounding sick as just not your usual bubbliness, right? Like, you know, there's a level below the usual Amy cheer that we're hearing today.
Yeah.
So definitely. This stuff is no, like, if I have any recommendation for anybody, don't get COVID. It's okay.
Not recommended.
Not recommended. After
one
bad Yelp,
one
review.
Star would not do again.
Well, you're feeling better though, I understand, than you were a few days ago, and that's good. You're on the mend, and that makes me happy to hear that. So.
Yes. If I have another piece of advice for anybody, this is a thing that, like, I ignored the crap out of this advice for years. You know, people, you know, you get the flu or whatever, and people would tell you, oh, get a humidifier. And I'd be like, okay, yeah, whatever. No, it works. Like, it helps, because that was one of the worst parts, was my throat felt like absolute sandpaper and I couldn't even sleep because my throat hurt so bad. Mm. And a lot of that is because the air was just dry.
Yeah.
So, and especially for you guys out in the West there, where you don't have the humidity that we have out here, you know, like, so definitely if you get sick, get a humidifier. It totally, your mom is not full of beans with that one. It totally
works. It works. Man, humidifiers are the best.
Yeah.
Love that stuff. Yeah. It always seemed like it was a little
illness,
bit.
We always do the humidifier here.
Yeah. It seemed like it was always kind of a weird idea though, because you're trying not to get fluid in your lungs with the, with whatever you're ailing from, but then you're going to add, you know, fluid to the air, you know, and then breathe that in. Always seemed a little counterintuitive, but
like the opposite of what you want.
Yeah, right. But and I'm sure in some cases it is, but in this particular case, yeah, do it, especially in dry climates if you can.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Well, and anybody who follows me on Twitter, you guys saw the whole, like, I was feeling so bad last weekend. I was ready to try anything, and my mom used to tell me the most ridiculous thing, and it was, take Vicks and put it on your feet.
Yeah, put it on your feet.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, what? What kind of crazy Southern mama witchy BS is this? Yeah, it is BS. It doesn't work.
Okay, so I will say this: there was one year, 2008, I had the worst flu of my life. The thing wrecked me, and it took, like, I don't know, 16 days of fever. It was awful. It's like really bad. It's before this show started, so we never talked about it on here, but. Really, really bad, you know, COVID-like flu thing. And for days, my cough was so bad and so racking that I just thought I was going to die. It was so bad. And so Kim goes, all right, I'm trying it. I'm going, what do you mean you're trying it? She goes, I'm doing the same my mom used to do. I don't know if it'll work or not, but I'm sick of this. I got to try something. So she goes and she gets this garlic paste, this big a bucket of garlic. And it's like literally like the kind of garlic you'd cook with.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's not cloves and stuff. It's like a big smeary butter, like your chode butter, Brian. And she came out. Okay. She rubbed it all over my feet and then wrapped my feet in plastic. Uh-huh. In, what do you call it?
Saran wrap.
Saran wrap. There you go. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I slept all night. Now, it's entirely possible that it's psychosomatic, but I was in no shape to believe anything. I was so messed up. I was like, she could have said, you're dying and this is it. Okay, I'm dying. Goodbye, everybody. Like, that's the brain space I was in. Sure. So I have no scientific basis for this. All I know is that day, for the first time in 16 days, or like 12 of 16 days, I slept when she put that on my foot. And the next day I didn't do it, and I didn't sleep, and I coughed all night. So the next day they did it again, she did it again, and I slept again. So I just don't have a good explanation for it. Aliens, freaking, you know, magic, mana, whatever you want. Garlic on your feet somehow for me did the trick. But I'd always heard that was the same effort, or it was supposed to be the same result with putting Vicks on your feet, and I guess that just didn't go for you.
Yeah,
I wonder if Bobby's listening, because I'd love to know.
He's in the chat. He's like, yeah, no, it doesn't work. Like, Vicks actually responded to me. The company Vicks responded on Twitter.
Oh, really?
And they were like, used as directed. In other words, put it on your neck and chest. Vicks will help you, but it's all because you're breathing it in. So it's interesting that you tell that story, Scott, because I had a kind of a little working theory that, like, everybody I knew that thought the Vicks on the feet thing worked because it was like short people and like we could still smell it from our feet. Yeah. But you're like forever tall, so that doesn't work for that.
I love that idea. But yeah, like I'm definitely not quick to say to somebody, oh, make sure you put garlic on their feet. But both Kim and I were like a little shocked. And if it was all psychosomatic, I didn't care, because those 2 days were so much better than the rest of my illness. But it was only when she put that stuff in my feet, and it reeked. We had to like throw upper bed thing away because it was so nasty. Like, we smelled like some homeless guy that just been eaten out of a dumpster. It was horrible. But for whatever reason, knocked me right out, and I went to sleep. So.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, there comes a time when you're so sick, you're like, bring on the placebo. I don't care.
Oh yeah, I'll take
it. I don't care.
I'll take whatever it is. I was just so out of my mind. I don't know how I was receptible to a placebo effect. Like, I was so fevered, like 105 at one point. It was really high, 106, I think. It was really high. And I was like delirious. Nobody looked familiar. Even Kim looked, I didn't know who she was. Like, it was that bad. So it seems to me I wasn't in any brain shape to actually expect a placebo effect. You know what I mean? It's hard to explain. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, I'm glad you're feeling better, though. And that I hope it continues, and that you feel way better sooner.
I do too. I seem to be on the upward swing, so I'm grateful for that.
All right. Well, good.
So on to today's book. Today's book is kind of interesting, and I'm going to read you guys a passage because I didn't like the sample that Audible had. So I'm just gonna read it myself. Not because I didn't like the narrator, I just didn't like the particular passage that they chose. And COVID brain is real also. I did not like the particular passage that they selected. So, and I had a particular one in mind anyway. So I'm gonna read it to y'all, and so forgive my COVID voice.
No, I love this.
No, I like it. You sound like an old smoker lady. I like it. Let's do it.
Oh, that's funny, because that comes up in the passage.
So, oh, cool. Good.
All right. In Sunday school, we developed a form of entertainment based on abusing Owen Meany, who was so small that not only did his feet not touch the floor when he sat in his chair, his knees did not extend to the edge of his seat. Therefore, his legs stuck out straight, like the legs of a doll. It was as if Owen Meany had been born without realistic joints. Owen was so tiny, we loved to pick him up. In truth, we couldn't resist picking him up. We thought it was a miracle how little he weighed. I'm skipping over a little bit. Sorry, bear with me for a second.
Good.
I practiced this, I swear to God. Okay.
Yeah.
His vocal cords had not developed fully, or else his voice had been injured by the rock dust of his family's business. Maybe he had larynx damage or a destroyed trachea. Maybe he'd been hit in the throat by a chunk of granite. To be heard at all, Owen had to shout through his nose. Yet he was dear to us. a little doll, the girls called him while he squirmed to get away from them and from all of us. I don't remember how our game of lifting Owen began. This was Christchurch, the Episcopal Church of Gravesend, New Hampshire. Our Sunday school teacher was a strained, unhappy-looking woman named Mrs. Walker. We thought this name suited her because her method of teaching involved a lot of walking out of class. Mrs. Walker would read an instructive passage from the Bible. She would then ask us to think seriously about what we had heard. Silently and seriously. That's how I want you to think, she would say. I'm going to leave you alone now with your thoughts. She would tell us ominously, as if our thoughts were capable of driving us over the edge. I want you to think very hard, Mrs. Walker would say. Then she'd walk out on us. I think she was a smoker, and she couldn't allow herself to smoke in front of us. When I come back, we'll talk about it. By the time she did come back, of course, we'd forgotten everything about whatever it was, because as soon as she left the room, we would fool around with a frenzy, because being alone with our thoughts was no fun, so we would pick up Owen and pass him back and forth overhead. We managed this while remaining seated in our chairs. That was the challenge of the game. Someone, I forget who started it, would get up, seize Owen, sit back down with him, pass him to the next person who would pass him on, and so forth. The girls were included in this game. Some of the girls were the most enthusiastic about it. Everyone could lift up Owen. In Sunday school, when we held Owen up in the air, especially in the air, he protested so uniquely. We tortured him, I think, in order to hear his voice. I used to think his voice came from another planet. Now I'm convinced it was a voice not entirely of this world. Put me down, he would say in a strangled, emphatic falsetto. Out! I don't want to do this anymore! Enough is enough! Put me down, you assholes! So, and then it goes on. So, I was going to read you a little bit more, but yeah, it's a
little too long. What's the name of the book?
The name of the book is A Prayer for Owen Meany by John Irving. And so the interesting thing about this book is that, you know, you may notice, like, he's talking a lot about Sunday school and church and things like that. And then I am Jewish and also just not particularly religious in general. So this might be surprising for some people that I picked it. This book falls under the category of a book that was impactful to me because of when it entered my life. So I remember learning about this book when I was 12 years old and I was in eighth grade, and my teacher, Mr. Durkin, read that part of it aloud to us in school, including the assholes part. So, of course, all of us were sitting there, we're 12 and 13 years old, and we're like, our teacher just said asshole, you know. And so, but it was a really strange and interesting thing. And he would read us passages from it every once in a while. And then it later actually entered my life when it was between my freshman and sophomore year in college, and I was doing a summer abroad in France. And, you know, this was before we had smartphones or little personal entertainment things to keep you busy while you're on an 8-hour flight. You had to have a book, right? And so I was like, oh, yeah, what about that book that Mr. Durkin used to read to us? I'll take that with me. So this book was basically my companion that whole summer while I was in France. And
oh, wow.
It is a fascinating book. It's by John Irving, who, if that name sounds familiar.
Yeah, why is that name familiar? I know that from somewhere else.
He wrote The World According to Garp and The Cider House Rules and, you know, many other novels. And his writing style is very much that. I think A Prayer for Owen Meany is probably the least graphically disturbing of some of the books of his that I've read. But it's really fascinating. So the main character, the narrator, is this guy named John and his relationship with this character, Owen. And Owen is convinced that he is an instrument of God and that he knows the date that he is going to die, and he is going to die heroically and, you know, save some children. And so that's sort of the premise of it, is what Owen believes about himself and about the world. And And it's really interesting. And it goes into a lot of like it talks about the difference between faith and organized religion. And it talks about it takes place in the 60s. So, you know, during Vietnam, it talks a lot about the Vietnam War, things like that. So it's not a light read, but it is a good and impactful one. And so I wanted to kind of share it with you guys. And because, like I said, this book entered my life because I was a goofy 12-year-old who giggled at my 8th grade teacher saying asshole, you know? Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, we would take it from wherever we could get it back then, you know?
Right.
Wherever the swears came from, we were happy to support it. That's
the interesting thing is that there was a movie that was meant to be an adaptation of this book, but it was so not true to the book that John Irving actually refused to let them use the name Owen Meany.
What was the book?
In the movie.
Or the movie.
The movie was called Simon Birch.
Oh, and, I remember that movie.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, so there are some scenes in the movie that are lifted directly out of this book. But John Irving felt like it was a disservice to people who would see this movie and then read the book. And it's like, this is these two stories are nothing alike.
Yeah.
So the interesting thing is the reason they called it Simon Birch is because the people who were adapting the screenplay figured out that if they had done a good enough job adapting it, that John Irving would let them have Owen Meany, that the lip movements were similar enough that they could have looped Owen Meany over Simon Birch. Like the actors making those those mouth movements, they would be able to ADR it in and it would be similar enough that nobody would notice.
Right.
So that's why they chose the name Simon Birch. I just thought that was a fun little piece of trivia.
Yeah, no kidding.
Great cast in that movie, but I don't remember. I don't think I saw it. Oliver Platt, Ashley Judd, David Strathairn, Jan Hooks. Wow. You know what I forgot? Yeah. Oh, Jim Carrey's in that? Weird.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah, it does. It has quite a cast. And there's a scene where Owen literally plays the baby Jesus in a nativity play, which is funny, right? Because they usually just bring a doll, right? Sure. But nope, Owen was so small. He was like, nope, I'm going to be the baby Jesus, you know? So it was, I don't know. It's strange. It's funny and strange, and it makes you laugh.
Is it worth seeing the movie at all? Like, would you say skip the movie entirely and just read this book, or is that movie worth seeing?
Yeah, I mean, it's different. It's a completely different thing, and there are some scenes that are they got that scene from A Prayer for Owen Meany, but the story is not at all the same. The ending is not the same. You know, it's very not the same. They kind of Disney-fied it, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. You know, they were like afraid of the darker things that happen. I mean, it's a John Irving novel, so dark stuff happens.
Yeah.
If you've ever read Garp or, you know, it's like, it's not for, it's not for kids.
Not for kids. No, so, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, interesting.
Yeah. I would definitely recommend read the book.
Okay. That's funny you've got this
as opposed to the audio too. Yeah, it sounds like.
I mean, I don't think the audiobook. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Like I said, I just didn't like the passage.
Oh right, you didn't like the one they used for the website. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have anything against the narrator or anything like that. I had a very specific part of the book in mind that I wanted to share with you guys. So
dude's still kicking it. He's 80 this year. John Irving. Yeah.
Oh, wow. This
looks great. Man, that guy looks like a cool old dude.
So writing keeps you young.
I guess
so. He does a lot of writing from personal experience, too, right? Like the main character in this book, he never knew his father. And similarly, John Irving never knew his father. And he kept trying to get his mother to tell him about who his biological father was. And he said, you know, he's an author and whatnot. So he's like, I'm just going to start making stuff up and write it into my books if you don't tell me. And his mother said, you go ahead, dear. And so she's like, all right, I don't have to tell you anything. You just do what you got
to
do.
I never saw The World According to Garp. Is that worth seeing too these days?
It is good. It messed me up as a kid, but I saw it geez, I saw it a few years later. I haven't seen it probably in about 15, 20 years, but
I should probably just.
But I remember it being really, really good.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah, it had Robin Williams in it, right?
Like, yeah,
yeah. And very Lithgow early and Glenn Close.
Early Robin Williams stuff, I think. Like maybe even prior to
and not manic Robin Williams, obviously, because he's playing a character that's not, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I missed that. I didn't know Jan Hooks died. Did you guys know Jan Hooks died? Sorry, this is totally a side note.
I didn't know
she died in 2014 at the age of 57.
About that.
She, I guess, had a bunch of liver damage and from drinking and stuff. Anyway, just I didn't know this. I thought Jan Hooks was still kicking it, doing stuff.
I think I'd forgotten about it if I'd heard about it.
She was in 30 Rock and a bunch of stuff toward the end.
Yeah, lots of SNL. I mean, she was a few seasons of SNL with the. Clang goes the trolley. It feels like one of her bigger recurring characters.
Yeah, she was in that awesome group with Farley and the Sweeney sisters. That's right. She was great. She was in a bunch of Futurama and Simpsons. She played a Pooh's wife on The Simpsons.
Really? I didn't know that. Okay.
Been around for a long time. Well, anyway, I had no idea she passed away. There you go. We've learned about a new book, and we've found out about people we like.
We learned about Jan Hooks.
Yeah, we learned about Jan Hooks.
Well, and the chat room is talking about the really disturbing scene in The World According to Garp. So, you know.
Yeah, the ween scene.
Wiener. Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know there was a. Is there a wiener? All right, I'm in. Let's do it. Let's get this going.
Not on screen. There's not an on screen wiener, but there's a really disturbing thing. Wiener.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So a wiener experience is something I'm going to cringe at. I'm not going to be happy about. Okay. All right. Well, I look forward to it. always fun hanging out with you, Amy. Anything else you want to tell people about where you're at and what you're doing or anything else?
No, man. I'm just still trying to get well again. Yeah. So everybody stay safe, because honestly, like I got this from my son, went on a week long thing up to Yale and then came home. And so my joke is like, my kid went to a thing at Yale and all I got was this lousy COVID.
It's pretty good. So, I am
due for shot number four. So maybe I'll, cause I was waiting until after the ride to do it. So maybe I just better do it.
I think you should, because so this is like my real contribution to you today, Brian, is like, cause Chuck is over 50. Therefore he has had the fourth shot, like the second booster. Yeah. I am under 50. Therefore, you know, CDC says I'm up to date with my two vaccines and my one booster. I got way sicker than he did. So go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just worried because the booster, you know, the second shot in the initial series and the booster both knocked me on my butt for a day. So it's like, all right, I just have to figure out what day. Scott, you know, might just have to plan a co-host for
or no, listen, what after. We should do, we should both do it the same day, because
there we go,
I haven't done the booster either. And then we'll take the next day off. Now none of the shots affected me in any way, so I'll probably just have a real good day and you'll be sick. That's how it'll go.
it'll probably be the case.
And I still don't know how to feel about that, because that either means, in my head, that means either I'm strong enough to withstand it, or it has no effect on me because it's not working. And when I do get COVID, it'll floor me. That's probably the truth. That's probably
I'd like for one of those to be the case. I think neither of those are the case.
who knows?
Different systems have a different reaction to it.
Bobby in the chat points out, knock you on your butt now so you won't be knocked on your butt later.
Exactly.
I would also purport that I mean you know, it's far less time, because I 12 hours
of getting knocked on my butt
versus a week. I mean I've been sick for you know, I was on the show last week and I was okay, but by Friday I was sick.
Only a day.
It's been almost a week now.
A day will do. That's like, I keep hearing about the current the trending variants, is that you are way before you start showing any symptoms, you're way contagious during that period.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's a little odd, right? Because
it is, right? Because you have no idea you have it, and you're just spreading it around.
Yeah, that's not good. I don't like that at all. But anyway, I'm glad Chuck's good. I'm glad you're on the mend. And may we all meet here again at the burning fires of TMS. Let's read things with Amy next week. Bye now.
Yeah. See you.
Oh, she breathed in, and then I cut her off.
That's all right. It's, you know, it's your MO, Scott.
It's what I do. It's what I do. It's
what you do.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's the morning news, but we need a song. So can you give us a break here with a song, please?
Yeah, how about some, let's go back to, you know, one of my favorite genres, some good old jangly pop. This is a band called The Happy Fits. F-I-T-S, not some guy named, my name is Fitz, and I'm happy. No, this is their third LP. It's called Under the Shade of Green. It comes out August 26th. And then they're also going to be doing a headline U.S. tour this fall and winter. So you can go hear them perform this song live. This is the song called Do Your Worst. Here are the Happy Fits.
Do your worst. Say your first. I will reverse my face.
Does he not know?
He does not know.
He knows not?
Knows not, does he?
Not he knows?
Enough!
I love the smell of polyurethane in the morning. This is the Morning Stream.
All right, we're back, everybody. Hey, I got a question after you tell me that song and artist again. Who was that?
Sure, that's a band called The Happy Fits from their upcoming album, Under the Shade of Green. Comes out late August. That's the song called Do Your Worst.
Nice. All right, my question is for Christine Fletcher, if you're listening. Is this the right clip?
Congratulations. You're a winner.
Is that the one?
I'll bet that is, yeah.
Okay, because I have that, and then I have the one I played yesterday, which now I can't find. That's wonderful. Anyway. Oh, wait, is that it? No, that's not it. Okay, so I need some confirmation. Is that the one? I'll play it one more time.
Congratulations. You're a winner.
All right, Christine, you know my number.
It's gotta be, yeah. By the way, she finally did reach out to me. She's like, oh, yeah, you know, you do all these great impressions, yet the only thing you can do for any female impression is the so-called Tina voice.
Yeah, yeah. This really rubs her cheese. She doesn't like it.
It does.
Doesn't like it at all. Yeah. I love it too. Happy birthday to Sophie, by the way. Their daughter had a birthday yesterday.
Cool. Yeah,
it's very nice. all right, let's do this first story here.
Okay.
This one right here says, a woman was rescued from a hostage situation after sending a note begging for help to a restaurant through Grubhub.
Oh, gosh.
Yep. The gig economy saves yet another life. The woman was rescued from a hostage sitch in Bronx, New York, after she sent a note to this local restaurant. It was via Grubhub, asking for them to call the police. The Chipper Truck Cafe in Yonkers wrote on its Facebook page that it helped save a woman from a five-hour hostage situation on Wednesday morning at about 5 a.m. She ordered a delivery through Grubhub to our restaurant, added this note. The restaurant wrote on Facebook alongside the photo of the note she wrote, quote, please call the police. He's going to call me when you delivered. Come with cones, please. Don't make it obvious. So there's some misspellings because she's freaked out.
Listen, if you're going to, just a helpful tip, if you're going to hit up the restaurant for getting out of this hostage situation,
yeah,
please use autocorrect.
Yeah, use your autocorrect.
To make it clear what you're looking for. Do you want cones or do you want cops?
Yeah, I mean, are you even going to tip? Do you even tip, lady? No, obviously she's under serious duress and she's typing whatever she can.
Yes, but, of course.
When she says he's going to call me, she meant kill me. Apparently real rough deal.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah. And they came.
A very different thing. Call me. Call me when you deliver.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to call me. Anyway, I think this is good because, you know, she got saved. And once again, ordering food and paying too much for it has paid off. Good job, everybody.
Wow, she ordered an Irish breakfast sandwich and a cheeseburger as part of that order. What's in an Irish breakfast sandwich?
That sounds really good.
Like,
I don't know.
Like everything? Because basically an Irish breakfast is everything.
It's all things, right?
It's eggs and blood pudding and toast and sausage and...
Chad says whiskey. Yep.
Whiskey.
Yep. Whiskey and beans.
And tomatoes and mushrooms and yeah.
Ooh, an Irish breakfast sounds good right now.
I've got to look up what an Irish, you know. I like how this harrowing situation this woman was so glad to get out of has led to, what's in an Irish breakfast sandwich?
Yeah. Shows where our heads are at. I like it.
Yep.
I like where we go. While you're looking that up, let's read this story about some friends.
I found it.
Oh, you did? Tell me more. What do we got?
I found instructions on how to make it, so... two slices of Rosen's rye bread, two eggs scrambled, two slices of Irish cheddar cheese, two Irish banger sausages sliced, and 2 to 4 slices of bacon. And you basically look at this photo I'm going to put in our chat, Scott. Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I want that now.
I'm looking. Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got to put it up for them. Look at this rye bread ass looking freaking...
Yeah, well, you have to have the cheese, Claire, to hold everything together. Yeah, I might be with you on the rye, though. I don't care about rye. I'm not a big rye fan.
Oh, I love rye. You don't like rye?
I would do that on a ciabatta roll or a Kaiser roll.
Yeah, almost anything would work. I do like a good rye bread occasionally. I guess it depends on the sandwich, though. You know,
Reuben is the only thing I'll say. All right, give it to me on rye, baby.
Oh yeah, you can't do it on anything but rye. I mean, you could, but it wouldn't be as good.
You could, but then it's not a Reuben.
Yeah, then what is it? It's a Robin.
It's a Goobin.
Yeah, it's a Rahubin.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, congrats to her. Check this out: people drawn to others who smell like they do.
Oh, okay. This is like some
science dropped, Brian.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Check this out. The expression could be true in the literal sense, according to a new study published by the journal Science Advances on Friday, which finds people with similar body odors are more likely to hit it off as friends. non-human terrestrial...
Birds of an odor flock to goater.
To goater. Everyone goater to the goater. Non-human terrestrial mammals consistently sniff themselves and each other based on this, decide who is friend or foe, wrote a group of researchers led by Inbal Ravelby at the Weizmann Institute of Science in Israel. I'm sure I'm saying that name completely wrong.
100% correctly, yes. Okay. Inbal Ravelby. Yeah,
I think that's absolutely it.
I think since, you got it.
Since people seek friends who are similar to themselves, the team hypothesized that humans may smell themselves and others to subconsciously. So it's not happening as like a choice. You're not like, right. You know, oh, you smell like me. We're together. you subconsciously estimate body odor similarity and judge them for compatibility. And they're really just talking about friendships here. They're not talking about some like stinky love deal. Yeah. To find out, they set about collecting samples from pairs of same-sex, non-romantic friends who described themselves as having clicked at first sight. That is to say, where a sense of friendship was formed before extensive biological or biographical information was exchanged, according to the paper. I love how they have to get specific about that. That's what I love about this kind of stuff.
Yes.
After an extensive recruitment effort, they found 20 pairs, half of whom were male, the other half were female, all between ages 22 and 39 years old. In order to prevent contamination or outside factors influencing their samples, all participants had to follow a strict protocol that included avoiding pungent foods and sleeping away from their partner and pets in a clean cotton t-shirt that was provided to them.
So, no rubbing garlic on your feet either.
No, hell no.
Yeah.
No one wants to smell like that. The t-shirts were then collected. So this is from the t-shirts. Collected in Ziploc bags, tested with an electric nose. It's my favorite alternative band of the early 90s.
My favorite song by MGMT was Electric Nose.
Better reference. That was good. A device equipped with sensors to analyze chemical composition. The researchers found that the odor signatures of click friends were statistically more closely matched than odors between non-friends.
That's interesting.
That is wild. Huh. Pretty weird, man.
Yeah, they need to go to a BlizzCon or a Comic-Con or something like that and really test that theory. See if all the people who smell alike are all right there in Hall H.
They're all the best friends possible in Hall H. I don't know. I have a lot of friends that are kind of internet only friends. Some that I've never met, and so I don't even have the meeting to confirm anything. I wonder if, let's just say my friendship with Brian Dunaway, since I've seen him less than anybody I work with regularly. Sure. I see you and Tom and others in a more frequent way. So in Dunaway's case, he and I really click and get along really well and have been friends for years. But is it possible that if he and I got into a room and had a little of our t-shirt time, if you know what I'm saying, would we be less friends? You know what I mean?
Right. No, I think it's kind of like it works the opposite way. Like we all met electronically, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like I think it's less, you're not going to be friends with people who don't smell like you, as opposed to you're going to be drawn to become friends in a real world situation with people who smell like you.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to, whatever Denver Comic Con is called now, Fan Expo.
Oh, that's what ours is called too. It's dumb.
It is dumb because those damn San Diego Comic Con people sued everybody out of using the Comic Con name.
I know. It sucked. So we changed ours to Fan X and I hate it.
I hate it too. It's like, come on, it's a comic convention.
Yeah,
con is short for convention. You can't claim that as your own.
Those San Francisco guys are litigious bastards.
They really are. So anyway, we're popping over there for a little bit on Sunday.
Yeah,
just to see what's what. But you know, I'm wondering if I'll be drawn to people that smell like recent Cajun food and gin and tonic or something. I'll have to look and see. Like.
Yeah, what if they...
People who had a latte that morning and... Yeah.
What is the smell of... I guess Hawaiian shirts don't have any different smell than anything else, but maybe you'll find a bunch of...
Yeah, what's the smell? It smells like pineapple and...
And relaxation. Yeah.
Sand.
Yeah, and sand. Exactly. Sand.
Hey, you know what we didn't do at the top of this set, or the top of this segment, Scott, introduce the news so I could tell you that the news today...
Oh, how did I not do that?
Because I think we were doing the Christine Fletcher thing and we skipped over.
Oh, I think you're right. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Yes, please do this. Right. Who's the news brought to you by today? by the way.
It's brought to you by Coverville today at 1 p.m. Mountain Time, twitch.tv/Coverville. 50 years since the release of The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. Yes, that landmark David Bowie album is 50 years old this month. So, of course, on the show, you're going to hear covers of songs like Starman and Suffragette City and Moon Age Daydream, some of the big hits that came from that album, the big David Bowie songs, covered by folks like Dave Edmonds and Murder by Death and Pomplamoose and the Cowboy Junkies. So much great stuff happening today at 1 p.m. Mountain Time, twitch.tv/Coverville. I'll also be playing a ton of Marvel Snap.
Nice. Any word on that? We're getting that sooner than later? What's going on?
It's got to be soon. They just came out with an update that fixes some broken cards, some cards that, everybody has to use Moon Girl and Devil Dino together and Nova.
Yeah, we can't be having that.
Yeah, so they nerfed those cards because they were too OP. So I think we're getting close. It's got to be getting close to a full release.
Due to their OP-ness.
Yes.
Let's move to this story here about Vladimir Putin.
Putin.
You're familiar with Putin?
Do you have that clip handy?
I probably do.
Steven Seagal saying it?
Yeah, I probably do. Let's see.
It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, let's see. Here he is.
Vladimir Putin.
Ugh.
Vladimir Putin.
It's not even good. It's not even like a good Russian thing.
Neither is he.
Yeah, listen to this one.
Vladimir Putin.
Putin. He says
He says another one. It goes Putin.
Putin. Let's see. Why won't that play? Oh.
Sometimes I regret ever subscribing to Third Eagle Books because every day I see, pray for all the children that nobody cares about. Like it's, you know, it's always some.
Like, he's always doing rosary for something. It's boring.
It is. It's always, you know, he's now Mad Libs of pray for an adjective and a noun.
Yeah. And that, you know, like I miss the old days when it was like there's a penis on the poster in front
exactly.
of this movie. And
yes,
like,
he needs to go back to his classics.
Go back to your roots, bud. All right, here's what Putin says. President Vladimir Putin says that Western leaders look disgusting topless.
Oh well, sure, okay.
Yeah, important stuff coming.
Has he seen? Who has he seen topless? Has he seen?
I mean, I don't know.
Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi or who?
Well, if he's talking, if you're talking all of the West, then you got to include Britain, you got to include France and all that. I'm going to say that
Justin Trudeau would look good.
Yeah, Trudeau and Macron, those guys are good looking dudes. Probably all right with a shirt off. I'm not saying that Boris Butthole, what's Boris Johnson?
I'm not in any hurry to see Angela Merkel.
No, I don't need to. Well, she's not there anymore. But yes, that would
true,
be.
Yes.
But I, you know, like, yeah, sure. I've seen. Look, I saw. Who's the famous British military mind?
Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill. I saw a picture of him swimming the other day. He wasn't swimming the other day. I saw a photo that was taken 50 years ago of him swimming, or longer, 75 years ago.
TMZ, we're here watching Winston Churchill go swimming.
No, he's out there in like his little banana hammock looking swimsuit, and he didn't look good. So I admit there are some, but they're, you know, I don't even think Biden probably looks that bad. He's old, but he's not all flubbery and flopping all over the place. Probably looks fine.
Probably. Oh my gosh, Cap Kipper, is this? Is this like, this is real? This Justin Trudeau?
What is it?
Check this link out that Captain Kipper just put in the chat. It is Justin Trudeau on a scale, shirtless.
Are you sure that's not a Photoshoppy?
I know. It looks like, does look Photoshoppy, doesn't it?
There's something Photoshoppy going on. I can't tell.
It could be.
I mean, look, he's a handsome feller.
He is.
He's got
Putin.
Yeah, take that, Putin. I feel like maybe Putin, who we've only ever seen riding a bear or whatever the hell he does with his shirt off. I guess not a bear, it's a horse. Somebody photoshopped him on a bear. I don't want to misinformation here.
That one I think is photoshopped, but
yeah. Anyway,
there's like a horse that he's on the back of a horse topless. That one's a real photo.
Yeah, that one's real. And ugly too. I don't know what he's talking about. He seems I think he's not looking in the mirror. Anyway. He's made this comment during a visit to the Turkmenistan. This was early Tuesday or Thursday when asked about Western leaders joking about him at the G7 summit. As he sat down for talks, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson jested that G7 leaders should take their clothes off to show that we're tougher than Putin. So he's the one that started this. Canadian Premier Justin Trudeau joked that the Western leaders could try to match Putin's naked torso pictures with a bare-chested horseback riding display, one of his widely publicized athletic adventures. Speaking to reporters, Putin then reported, unlike him, Western leaders abuse alcohol and don't do sports. Okay.
But Putin's, come on, you're telling me that Putin looks like that and he doesn't drink vodka on the regular?
Give me a break. He's just as lumpy as the rest of them. Give me a break. He noted that to look good, it is necessary to stop abusing alcohol and other bad habits, to do physical exercise and take part in sports.
Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, if you want to. I mean, sure, but you're throwing shade when you're under the tree directly, you know?
Exactly, yes.
You got all the shade, plus you attacked another country unlawfully.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a bad habit. You know, maybe the occasional gin and tonic, Vlad, is okay compared to, I don't know, the bad habit about invading another country.
Yeah, about just walking into Ukraine as if you own it. How about that?
Yeah.
A-hole. And I know we Americans sometimes ride that edge of, hey, we invaded your country because we thought we knew a thing, but we didn't. We know.
It was never us, though. It was never you and me, Scott.
It was never me and Brian. Just like it was never, Yuri Petushkakov or some guy on the street in Russia. We know that. You know, Petushkakov.
Petushkakov, yes. Hey, I'm Yuri Petushkakov. Why are you picking on me, Johnson?
Why you give me a hard time?
Why you pick on me?
Here is a final story for you. An Eastbourne actor found a tooth in a Greg's sausage roll. This is very UK.
Ooh, yeah, boy, but not in any Irish breakfast sandwich.
No.
All right, good.
No Irish teeth were lost in the making of this story. Liz Morgan, who lives on the seafront, said she discovered a tooth inside of her sausage roll while at the branch in Beacon, or in the Beacon. These are all things probably British people are like, oh, yeah, sure, and I have no idea. The former voice actor said, quote, I was chewing something hard, and I took it out of my mouth, and I saw it was a tooth. I couldn't believe it.
Gosh.
Not hers, though. Someone else's.
Like a human? Did we know if it was a human tooth?
It doesn't say whether it was human, but although the photo looks very human to me.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So chewing something hard, took it in my mouth, saw it was a tooth, could not believe it. She was the voice on Captain Scarlet and the Mysterions back in the 60s.
Did she say if the sandwich was very filling?
She didn't say. She did say, I get where you went there with the filling, though. I get that.
Yeah, thank you.
That's pretty good.
I underlined it and italicized it, so I'm hoping it came through.
Although it did look like it might have a filling. By the look of that photo.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm trying to load the photo. I can't. It's weird. Redirecting me to Sus Express.
Let me try it.
Which is really just SusSexExpress.
SusSexExpress. Exactly. Oh, here it is.
Oh, that's weird. SusExpress is very sus.
Yeah, look at that. That looks like an incisor from a human. I think that is what that is.
Chat I'm going to re-click that link and see if I can do better.
Yeah, if you scroll down a bit, you'll get...
I mean, it's still loading the link. It's like... it's
oh, weird. It.
Can you copy and paste that photo into our chat?
So yeah, that's what I'm going to do. It shouldn't be hard. It's just a JPEG. Let's see. Yeah, there it is. All right, here you go, Brian. Tell me that's not a human tooth when I put this in here. Hold on. Shit. There it is. Look at that. That's a human tooth, dude. Don't you think?
Still loading. What the heck? You can hear me fine. I can hear you fine.
Hear you.
Internet is working.
Yeah, you're not. And your video's fine. I see you.
It's like my world is blocking this photo, Scott.
What
it's
the
like,
frick?
Whistle 34 says, I can't handle the tooth. I think my system has decided that I can't handle the tooth.
I guess not. Are you not getting...
In Discord, I have two blue dots spinning around indefinitely on that photo.
Sounds like a... I don't know. There's some DNS outage or something. That's weird. Yeah.
Yet I can... If I like hover over that link, I can see the photo of the woman.
Yeah.
But when you go to that link, it doesn't work.
Well, and that doesn't explain why this file, which came from me to you directly via Discord, isn't showing up. Right. That's really weird.
Right, unless there's something in the name that says, oh, don't let Brian see that JPEG.
Yep. Well, we've uncovered a grand conspiracy, everyone. It must be nefarious actors doing business. Yeah. Anyway, don't eat teeth is the point. That's the thing to learn here. All right, that's it for news. And we got
a sandwich that'll have you saying, oh, no molar, no molar.
No molar for me. No.
I'm full, no molar.
Wait, there's more here. There's more here. There's more here. Hold on.
Yeah. There's got to be. We can't leave on that one. That was garbage.
My, I'm on a very restrictive diet. No, I'm trying to put dental in diet. It doesn't work. No, I got nothing. That's it. It's the best I can do. Hey, quick PSA. We got some shows today and the weekend that I'd like people to know about. Core, do you not hear me? Oh, maybe he is slowly, he's slowly losing his internet and dying. You don't hear me at all? No hear here? Oh, no. Oh, no. I mean, Discord's still working, I think. Oh, maybe not. Oh, it is for me. And that's really weird. You must have had just some glitch, some weird internet glitch.
Some weird glitch that just happened right when I tried to open that link. Never again, sus. Sex Express.
Yeah, you put sus in your name. Hmm.
I also had a really, really good pun with Incisor, and I've completely forgotten it. Oh,
man. All right. Well, come back another day, everybody. We got to do some show discussion here real quick. Tonight, Core at 5 p.m. Check it out. We got a lot of video game talk to make, and you're going to be there to hear it. We may even talk about the possibility of this thing I'm about to put up for the chat of being a real thing. I might actually make a quarterly magazine. I don't know.
That cover you put up.
Doesn't that look amazing? My gosh.
It does look. So would it be a physical printed magazine or would you do a digital magazine?
I mean, we'd do both, but I think there's enough. I think the nostalgia factor of, hey, this would come in the mail every quarter would be too good to pass. I don't know. I feel like I've always wanted to do that anyway. I've always wanted to make my own magazine.
Of course.
Even though I know
you'd have cheat codes for FilmSack.
Maybe
if you do this key combination, Randy's voice goes up an octave.
Yeah. We have to just kick him in the nuts when the mic's muted. Anyway, we'll see. But we're going to talk about all that and more tonight on Core. That's 5 p.m. Mountain Time. There'll be a FilmSack on Saturday. We're watching
The Bourne Inconvenience.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Bourne Inconvenience.
I actually don't remember which Bourne it is. It's Bourne.
The Bourne Identity.
It's the original. Okay.
Bourne Identity. First one. That's the one where he says, where is it here?
Oh, Jesus.
It's Jason Bourne, he says. anyway, that's this weekend. And then, of course, Skim will happen today sometime. Kim will all be putting that up. So watch for a new, brand new Skim episode and a new Frog Pants TV episode going up on YouTube today as well. So lots of content. Including Coverville, which is happening live
Coverville
at 1.
Today, 1 p.m., little Marvel Snap.
Yeah. Oh, look, I mean,
this is some Bowie covers.
Yeah, man. If y'all were sitting there going, man, I don't have enough content today. Liars. Yeah,
exactly.
Liars.
You're just not trying hard enough.
That's right. And here's an important PSA for our PM. Tomorrow, our PM episode will not happen in its normal way. Instead, we're doing a play date because it is that time of the month, and Saturday won't work for me. So we are doing it tomorrow. 2 p.m. play date. We are going to play the new Rift Tracks, the game, which is a lot like that What's the Dub deal.
Right.
It's same devs and everything. And then if there's time, we maybe do kind of a half and half, like half that, half Among Us. We'll just see how it goes.
Yeah. So, and then we'll make Claire half happy because she's like, come on, Among Us, please, to make me happy. And then.
Yeah. So. And now she's saying, what TF is that? Hey, don't worry, Claire. You show up, we'll bring the good times. All right.
Exactly. Jeez.
And that'll be
so
for everybody.
Demanding.
That'll be for everyone live tomorrow, 2 p.m. Mountain, right here at frogpants.tv. And
no show Monday. Go enjoy your 4th of July.
That's right. 4th of July. Taking it off. Federal holiday. Boom. Take that, everybody. We don't do that very often, so we're doing it now. From Monday off. But we'll be back Tuesday. And, lots of other stuff going on, so check that out. Frogpants.com/TMS for everything, including our Patreon, which is about to end its month and will start a new month, which means it's your time to get in and get on the fantastic benefits that come your way by being a patron of the morning stream at patreon.com/TMS. And for all those feedback emails, keep those coming, themorningstream@gmail.com. All right, Brian, we can do a song now if you have one prepared.
I do. I mentioned this wacky couple yesterday on the during the request time. One last cover for July. This is the last one you're going to hear, although I will pull from some of these other requests as needed on days where I can. Hi, Kim, Tina, Scott, and Brian. Thank you so much for creating a wonderful community. Little did I know in 2015 when I first went to Nerdtacular that you would accept me into your family. We are so thankful. It fills us with so much love. Speaking of love, Barry Ann and Bobby are celebrating their 31st anniversary. It'd be awesome if you could play a Billy Joel cover. Love you all. Signed, Barry T. Folk Esquire.
Damn.
Barry,
31, dude. I thought Kim and I hit 30 this year. We thought that was insane. And the whole extra year.
Tina and I. Woo. Yeah.
Man.
I know. You guys just started a little bit earlier than the rest of us. It's fine.
It's okay.
Fine.
Yeah.
Barry is now splitting his time between Chicago and the San Francisco area. So he's, you know, flying a lot back and forth.
He's got that new gig. Congrats to him on that as well. He was talking about it. I guess that was all going down while we were in Vegas in terms like
it was. It actually, the thing got approved while we were in Vegas. And
yeah, that's really cool. I loved hearing. So Barry's just this really sweet guy who talked to you about anything and just the nicest guy. But it was really fun to be out there on the pool and hearing him be just Barry.
Yes.
And then he would go, oh, hold on, I have to take this, and take his phone over in our corner. And he became Business Barry, like Ultra Barry Business Barry. And it was a trip to hear him being all businessy. I don't know. He's in like the biotech industry. And it's like this big, he's a big deal.
Yeah.
But it went from like our Barry to big deal Barry, and it was
totally was a different it was like a like he put on a different voice.
It was really weird, but
it was great.
Congrats.
I'm gonna try
to you guys.
I haven't even mentioned to him that I'm doing the Vegas thing in the middle of this month, but I wonder if it'll work out.
Oh yeah, he seems pretty fluid on that stuff. Maybe he'll get out.
He does. He's always up for fun time in Vegas.
Sure.
All right. Well, anyway, any Billy Joel cover for those two? I have just the any Billy Joel cover for you. One of the songs you don't hear covered a lot, right? You hear It's Still Rock and Roll to Me a lot. You hear Just the Way You Are tons. Tell Her About It, Uptown Girl. Come on. We're all sick of those Billy Joel covers. Piano Man. Come on. Put it away. Put it away.
Yeah.
How about one you don't often hear a cover of? And it's one of his best songs. It's a song called Vienna. Vienna waits for you. This is by a singer named Susanna Binkoff, and it's from her 2008 album, Let's Pretend. It's a cover of Billy Joel's Vienna.
If you're so smart, tell me, why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. Hey, you know you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. So romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you can see when you're wrong, you can't always see when you're right. You're right. You got your passion. Don't imagine they'll all come true. When will you down, you crazy child. Turn the phone off, disappear for a while. It's alright, you can't afford to lose a day or two. When will you realize Vienna waits?
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
What are you here for, eh?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.